There's a housing crisis for people with disabilities in North Carolina. There's a lack of actual buildings for people to live in. And even if there were more, they wouldn't be able to afford them. Naomi Prelo reports from Greensboro.
Ananda Bennett's story about how she became a quadriplegic makes her laugh. Her voice is low and raspy, and she speaks through her speaking valve. Her mouth is surrounded by two pieces of dyed blue hair, and her chin rests on the joystick that moves her wheelchair. When she was 11, Bennett had a brainstem stroke. Doctors still don't know what caused it at such a young age. It was a routine day for Bennett. Her mom picked her and her brother up from school. Then, on the way to the store, Bennett felt a sharp pain between her shoulders. Her mom left them in the car while she went to do an errand. And when she got back to the car...
I'm bawling because the pain is so bad. Our family pet Yorkie, who was in the front seat, is barking at me because I won't quit screaming and crying. And my mom looks at my brother and she sees me crying. My brother's like, I didn't touch her, I swear.
That was almost 20 years ago. Bennett is now 30 years old and lives in a two-bedroom apartment with her boyfriend. Bennett and her boyfriend are the youngest people in the apartment complex. That's because you have to be over age 62 to live there or handicapped. It took almost a year for them to find this place. Maggie Gerling helps people like Bennett daily. She's the housing resource coordinator for ARC of NC. It's a nonprofit that provides services for people with developmental or intellectual disabilities. In the Triad, they only have 3 housing units available out of 200.
Housing is so unpredictable when the stock is this limited, because you never really know when a unit is going to turn over. But helping people to be as prepared as possible when that does happen ends up being my role.
And when people do find a place, they stay. Ananda Bennett has lived in her apartment for nearly 7 years.
It was difficult to find a place that the rent was based on income and it was accessible and not a complete dump. You know, it was a healthy and safe environment to live in.
Across the state, a person who is disabled and depends on Social Security income for rent ends up using 92% of that money on a one-bedroom place. That's according to an affordable housing study by the nonprofit Technical Assistance Collaborative. But even if they have the money, it's not helpful if they don't have a place to live. And the options aren't great, according to Susan Pollitt. She's an attorney with Disability Rights North Carolina. It's a nonprofit that advocates for the rights of people with disabilities.
We really shouldn't do it community by community. That creates uneven spots where there'll be places that people with disabilities won't be able to access their community, their neighbors, their workplaces.
So what's being done about it? Pollitt wants the legislature to spend more on housing for people with disabilities. Some communities, like Raleigh and Charlotte, are putting money toward more affordable housing. And Pollitt wants to be sure that includes housing for people with disabilities, but she wants it to be a statewide effort.
Our supports and services for people with disabilities have to be designed so that people are not segregated or placed in congregate settings, such as adult care homes or institutions like our developmental centers or psychiatric hospitals, but are supported in the community.
Even though the wait is long, Ananda Bennett says it's important for people with disabilities to have their own place.
We like to make our own decisions, or at least feel like we are making our own decisions. We don't get to do that a lot of times, especially being disabled. You lose a lot of control in what goes on in your life. And having your own home, being in your own place, it gives you a sense of individuality.
She and her boyfriend eventually want to buy their own home. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.